What was that?
HIV AIDS testing and counseling is free and anonymous. Services are available weekdays, 3101 Burnett Avenue. Hours vary. You need info, call 357-7350.
Thank you, Rob. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF in Cincinnati. My name is Chris.
I'm Rob.
And the phone number here is 749-1444. But don't dial it just yet, because we have a very special guest on hold. And if you'd like to talk to our guest, I'll give you that phone number in a minute. His name is Reggie McDaniel, and he's on the air in Denver, Colorado, on KOA. They call it the blowtorch of the Midwest. Why is that, Reggie?
Well, they call it the blowtorch because we have 50,000 watts.
That's huge. You host the Everyday People's Entertainment Guide, in which you talk to people about movies that are out and videos that you can rent and restaurants that you can eat at.
Right. I also give them allusions to different entertainment that they have, like concerts that's coming out, things like that.
Well, some of the restaurants and concerts and so forth in Colorado may not be of interest to the audience in Cincinnati, but of course we get the same movies that you do, a lot of the same television shows.
Exactly.
And you want to talk to us tonight about how Stella got her groove back.
Yes.
So how did Stella lose her groove in the first place?
Well, actually, Stella lost her groove by being too busy. Like so many single mothers, she's just so busy with work, she had no time to get a groove. So she lost her husband, but this Stella, played by Angela Bassett, and it's based on a book that was written and produced by Chad McMillan, the same one who wrote Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah.
Well, Angela Bassett plays this very intelligent woman, very attractive and physically fit woman, who's a financial whiz. Now, what happens is that she is hardworking, good-looking, and hard-running, but she has no other life. All she does is work and take care of a teenage son. But then she sees a commercial, a cruise commercial for Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
And she calls her good friend, Whoopi Goldberg. Now, of all people to be good friends with,
she's one of my best friends.
Well, that was the wrong one to take with her, because Whoopi Goldberg clowned. I'm telling you, she acted a fool in Jamaica. She tried to hook her up with two football players, and it was hilarious just to see that part. This is probably Whoopi Goldberg's best role since The Color Purple.
Now tell me something. This is you made it sound like this was by the same people that made Waiting to Exhale. And with all due respect, that was a chick flick. And guys like us aren't going to be into it unless we got like some honey to go with. So
exactly.
Is Stella got her groove back? Is that a chick flick?
Waiting to Exhale. But this one, men are going to like too because of some of the scenes, but mainly because of the storyline. The storyline is pretty good. It's an older woman falling for a younger man, but the men have always had this.
Just like President Clinton.
Exactly.
Do you think the president was trying to get his groove back?
Yeah, well, he's going to be getting his groove this weekend. I think he's going to be getting grooved upside the head.
Listen,
you learn to be Secret Service this week?
They're hearing some stuff.
How do you stop his wife from slapping the taste out of his mouth?
Now, this is something we were talking about earlier in the show, Reggie. Do you think Hillary just found out about it this week? Or do you think she's known about it since she was married to the governor? I mean, come on.
She's known about it some time, but see, it's not so much that she knew, is that everybody else knows now, too. See, so she's put in a spot where she's got to do something to him, or else she's no good. She's not worth anything.
So you're saying that if President Clinton doesn't come back to the White House later in the week with a black eye, his career is over?
Her career is over.
Thanks, Reggie McDaniel from Everyday's People Entertainment Guide. Next, you want to talk to us
about... Hold on, I'm not done with Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Go ahead.
I heard they say, don't go there 8 million times in this movie.
Oh, and how Stella Got a Groove Back? No.
I heard they say don't...
Actually, they had a lot of places where they didn't want you to go because of the... It's a woman's film where the women will be clowning in the theater. The women you take are going to be screaming because every time they have a sensual scene, they hollering, you go, girl, you go, girl, all this stuff. But there's enough on that screen to keep your interest, too.
Well, do the white women scream, too, or just the black women in the audience?
No, all the women scream.
Because black women scream at anything in a movie.
That was holding a baby that was screaming.
Now, haven't you heard You Go Girl enough in your life already?
Yeah, and I heard it at the wrong parts in that movie. Because it was the parts when she was messing with the young boy.
Right.
That's what he said.
And that's hard to compete with.
All right, don't go there.
So, Reggie McDaniel, before you were the host of the Everyday People's Entertainment Guide, what made you the kind of person that a radio station or a television station would want to bring in to talk to the everyday people about movies and entertainment.
Well, I used to call in to one of the talk shows, Sports Zoo, in fact, on KOA, about different restaurants, different things I had eaten. And the people had heard of them and started asking me to go this place or go that place or try this or try that. And then they asked me what kind of show would I want to do if I had my own show. And I said movies immediately. But what started it was a conversation about eating dogs, cats, and monkeys.
What, you mean like puppy dogs?
Puppy dogs.
You can't eat a puppy dog.
Oh, yeah, you can. See, what happened was I was in the military for 30 years, for 20 years, and during that time, I'd eaten monkey in Panama and dog in Korea.
Now, did you eat monkeys like you heard about where they put a monkey on a table and his head is sticking through the top of the table and you take a hammer and you crush a monkey's skull and then you scoop the brains out with a spoon while he's still alive?
No, that's in India. That's in India and Burma.
So but, you ate...
What we had was fried monkey on a stick.
Oh, that's not bad. How do you make that?
Oh, that's delicious. You skin the monkey, you put it on a stick just like a shish kebab.
You got to take the skin off. Sometimes the skin has most of the nutrients.
Well, I don't know about monkey nutrients, well, how much of that I want. But you take the skin off to get all the hair.
Okay.
Because that monkey hair getting stuck in your teeth, that's hard to get out.
You know that? So you had K-Gogi?
That monkey hair, of course.
Is it good?
I had K-Gogi as well as, in fact, I just did a restaurant with Bug Gogi, and I told him to be sure and not make the mistake of asking for K-Gogi.
K-Gogi's dog stew.
Yeah, that'll hurt you over there.
Korean dog stew. What's Bug Gogi?
Bug Gogi is beef.
Okay. That's what they always told you it was, but half the time it was K-Gogi.
Well, if you go to the higher places, if they have beef. But the lower places, the cheaper places have dog.
Well, they pretend it's beef.
That's why you don't have many dogs running around loose.
That's why you don't eat beef in Korea.
They are well-behaved in Korea.
You don't have any dogs running loose in Korea.
Now, there's not some restaurant in Denver, Reggie, where you go to eat dogs and cats, is there?
No, there's not. Not that you knowingly go to eat dogs and cats.
And are you wishing?
Oh, no. Well, cat's kind of good. Cat's kind of good. It's a real sweet meat. And cat's kind of good.
You ever ate a camel?
No, I haven't eaten camel. I've eaten most things that walk, crawl, swim, and fly, but I haven't eaten a camel.
Bear? Bugs? Have you eaten bear?
I've eaten bear.
What about bugs?
I've eaten bugs.
Penguin?
I've eaten a penguin.
No, you didn't eat a penguin.
I've eaten penguin, alligator. Most birds.
Well, alligators. Yeah, a lot of people eat. Where the hell did you get a penguin to eat?
I've eaten a penguin in Germany.
Well, there are no penguins in Germany.
Okay.
Well, are you trapped in the woods or served in a restaurant?
In the restaurant.
Okay.
Well, how was the penguin prepared?
They have all kind of different exotic.
Did they put like an apple in his mouth?
No.
Like a glaze.
You know, you get part of the underbelly.
I think your dog's hearing this conversation and getting scared.
Yeah, well, he's getting a little nervous, but he'll calm down.
Okay.
Or else he'll be served with rice.
Let's move on, because next time we have a cooking show, we will give you a call.
Okay.
Return to Paradise is on your list. You want to talk about this movie, Return to Paradise?
No,
I haven't even heard of it.
Actually, a very good movie, but it's one you got to go to with somebody that you can talk to afterwards. Because what happens is, it's about these three friends, who meet in Malaysia after they get out of college. And they're in Malaysia because it's cheap drugs and cheap women. So they just hanging out until they run out of money. Well, two of them return to New York to finish their lives. Another one wants to go and save the whales or something. Actually, he wants to help the orangutans. But, you know, he's that tree-hugging peace, the Greenpeace kind of thing. So he stays there. Well, as it turns out, the police come and catch him with all the drugs that they left there for him since the other two was coming back to New York. And they put the fella in jail for 2 years. Well, the two came to New York, didn't know that. But when they find out 8 days before the police about to hang the fellow who's back there. Now, what they tell him is that we got a deal for you. We won't hang him, but if the two of you come back and take responsibility for what you did and split the sentence. If you both come back, you do 3 years each in prison. If one of you come back, you do 6 years. If neither one of you come back, we hang your buddy in 8 days. So you got to sit up there and say, what would you do? You know, and before you say, I know I wouldn't come back, remember, this is a person who was your best friend 2 years ago who you really knew would have came back for you. Not only that, Ann Hesch is his lawyer, and she has a scene in there. She had some love-making scenes. I had to publicly apologize to her because after 6 days and seven nights, I said that she didn't know how to kiss.
Oh, she's hot, man.
But she's in this movie. I know Ellen DeGeneres slapped the taste out of her mouth when she got home.
Hmm. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking to Reggie McDaniel about Return to Paradise, a movie he just saw. And if you want to give a call and talk to Chris and Rob and Reggie McDaniel, the phone number is 961-8900. Now, Return to Paradise, it sounds like you're giving it a favorable review. Is this a chick flick or a guy flick or both?
It's both because of the dialogue you can carry, but it's pushing mainly toward guys.
I see.
Because, I mean, the females, there'll be a lot of females, it'll be hard-pressed to get them to come back to a Malaysian, a third-world country, to go to prison, even for a good friend.
So it was three guys or two guys and a girl went to Malaysia in the beginning?
Three guys went there. Ann Hesch is the fellow who's about to be executed. She's his lawyer.
Are there a lot of women yelling, "Woo, you go, girl," in this particular movie theater?
You won't hear a single "you go, girl."
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 961-8900. And the last movie I want to talk to you about, Reggie McDaniel, is Saving Private Ryan. Now, you said that you did some time in the military yourself.
Right.
Where were you stationed? Were you in any wars?
Well, I was in three, actually. I was in Vietnam, Panama, and Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
And during the 20 years, and there's never been a 20-year period since the 1900s when the military hasn't had an opportunity to go fight a war. And so I had my opportunity three times. You know, a wonderful opportunity. But I generally don't like war movies because of what I've been through myself. But I went to see this one for my listeners and stuff, and I'm telling you, it's the most powerful and intense movie I've ever seen.
Well, I haven't been to a battlefront myself. Rob did some time in the Army, but I don't think he saw any action either. Is Saving Private Ryan realistic? And is war really hell?
It's actually very realistic. And this was a good movie for the older people because older people have a tendency to romanticize World War II as our war, the good war. But this movie shows you that there's no such thing as good and war in the same paragraph.
So
it's really intense, it's really powerful, and it's real true to life.
So it's a major thumbs up in your opinion.
It's the best movie that I don't want to recommend.
I saw Saving Private Ryan a couple weeks back, and it is, man. That's one of those movies you're thinking about for days, maybe even a week afterwards, because it's so brutal and it's so in your face. And it ain't rated PG. I mean, they show people getting hurt and guts falling out of people, and you think about some people our age, their grandpas were in that war.
Well, not only that, the VA had to set up a hotline. And the first week, they got over 100 calls.
Really?
The old dudes freaking out, flashing back and stuff.
It brought up some memories that I didn't know I had.
Well, a few years back, Apocalypse Now came out, and people were saying that movie was right on, graphically, just like Vietnam. And a smaller majority than that said so when Platoon came out. But Saving Private Ryan is heads and tails above that, as far as realism from wartime goes.
Actually, that's true. The closest to realism probably was Full Metal Jacket. That's probably the closest prior to this one. And that's a kiddie movie compared to this.
Yeah. Besides all the realistic war scene and Steven Spielberg's budget, though, there really is a story and some drama and some character development in the movie, isn't there?
And that's why I had to go back a second time. I was so caught up by the action the first time that I missed the story. And so I went back and saw, hey, there's really a good story here. And it was. It was a powerful story, one that will affect just anybody. And the closing scenes will really affect everybody.
Were you surprised that Spielberg was able to make something like this?
Actually, I was. But if anybody could, it would be him. He's got the money, and he has nothing to lose. I mean, Hollywood doesn't recognize him for anything anyway. So it wasn't like he was risking the wrath of Hollywood. He already suffers the wrath of Hollywood. But he has the money to do what he wants to do, basically.
And he can basically do whatever he wants because he's top dog.
Exactly. And he can pull anybody he needs. He can get the effects that he needs. You know, he has the resources to get exactly what he needs to see his vision go through. So if anybody could do it, it would have had to have been him.
Now, to any of these movies that you've seen, of course, they have coming attractions. Any trailers for some movies that you think are going to be real hot this fall?
Oh, I tell you, it's going to be some good ones coming out. The first one that's coming out is going to be probably Rush Job. Now, with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. I love Jackie Chan. I got to preface it by saying that. But this is, with his martial arts, his physical comedy and stuff, I love him. This is going to be a good one. Blade, which is starting this Friday here in Denver, with Wesley Snipes, that's going to be a good one. It's one called Vampire with James Woods. That's going to be a good one.
Isn't Blade like vampires are going around and Wesley Snipes is killing them with a big sword?
Exactly.
And we got another vampire movie coming out too?
Right, with James Woods called Vampire.
And how?
And Blade was a comic book series.
Oh, okay.
So vampires are going to be making a big comeback this fall, huh?
Right. They haven't had any horrors this summer except for Halloween H2O.
Yeah.
You know, so now they're going to come out with two of them back to back.
Now, Eddie Murphy was a vampire not long ago, wasn't he?
Vampire in Brooklyn.
I don't think I saw that. Was he a good vampire?
Actually, that was a very good movie. It started off scary, then it went on to the Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah. Was he as good as he was in some of his older movies in that one?
I thought he was better. I thought he actually was good in this movie. He does better movies when he tries to affect a serious accent. When he tries to come up with a different accent, like Coming to America, and when he did Vampire from Brooklyn, he seems to pay more attention and focus better on his acting.
By that Dr. Doolittle, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah. That Dr. Doolittle wasn't for kids.
No, well, there's a lot of fart jokes in that one.
Oh, those animals were talking a whole bunch of trash.
What about insects? They're going to be big this year, aren't they, in the fall?
They got two insect movies coming out. One by Steven Spielberg's DreamWorks studio. The other one by Disney.
Spielberg don't mess around, does he?
No, he doesn't. Well, like I said, he got the money to do basically what he wants to do. He got the money. And he's got the talent. He's always shown that. But he's got the money with his new studio. And he can pull resources that nobody else can pull.
Well, speaking of insects, did you see that movie I was out a while back called Starship Trooper about invading insects from outer space?
Yes, I did.
Was that a wild movie or what?
Actually, that was good. But the one thing that I like the allusions to Nazism and stuff that they had in there. And I love the shower scene. But the one thing that got me was, if this is the future, where's the ray guns? How come they're using shotguns to kill these giant bugs?
I like that shower scene, too. Now, that girl from that movie, I forget her name. You know her name? She went on to make that movie with Neve Campbell.
Right, and that was an extremely good movie, too.
Yeah, anytime you got Neve Campbell kissing on another girl, if you ask me, that's a good movie.
Well, it was good for other reasons than that, but that was good, too. That was a real hot movie.
That was called Wild Thing.
Right.
What?
And it was written and produced by... What's the fellow with the sixth name? Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have to move on here in a minute. We're talking to Reggie McDaniel from Denver, Colorado. If you'd like to call in, the number is 961-8900. Now, besides doing movie reviews on KOA, and you're on one of the TV stations out there too, right?
Right, on KUSA Channel 9. I do restaurant reviews on there.
Yeah, so besides doing movie reviews, you do restaurant reviews. Now, Denver has different restaurants for the most part than Cincinnati, but there are some chains. Chains that you find in every city, and I'm not talking about McDonald's and Arby's, but you got Applebee's and TGI Fridays and rib joints and chicken joints and places like that you can find in any city just about.
Exactly.
They're exclusive type restaurants because, you know, there's maybe one or two in a city, but you still got, you know, there's a TGI Fridays in Denver, Cincinnati, and Norfolk, New Jersey, you know?
Exactly.
Are there any restaurants that you know might have a chain in Cincinnati that you would like to recommend?
Well, do you have a Cracker Barrel's in Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's Cracker Barrel.
Now, that's one place that I really want to recommend for their catfish.
Oh, the biscuits, too.
Oh, the biscuits are good, but their catfish is uniform. Most of their food is uniform across the country.
I like to get a biscuit and I like to get a little honey, a little butter.
Now, I'll tell you something else that goes real good with those biscuits, that hash brown casserole.
So I haven't had that.
Oh, you've got to try that hash brown casserole. It's not your normal hash brown. The best time to go into a Cracker Barrel is breakfast. Get that hash brown casserole, the fried apples, and the biscuits and gravy.
The biscuits are good.
You've got to.
Well, the thing about the Cracker Barrel is you got to go through that store, though, and that just kills me. That just sucks the life out of me.
Well, see, and that's what it does for a lot of people. They really can't stand going through the store, but a lot of people that's what draws them there.
Well, they got pecan log there, don't they?
They got all kinds of weird stuff.
But they got a pecan log. It's all right.
Well, it's like, you know, those
pecan logs. They got all kind of food that they sell.
They got
the pancake mixins and stuff.
They got all those, like, singing Christmas trees and frogs and ribbit when you walk by.
Urinate into the water.
Look out now.
They got all kind of stuff like that. But that gives them their, quote-unquote, homey atmosphere.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Reggie McDaniel from Denver, Colorado. And if any of our listeners here in Cincinnati are traveling through the Denver area, I'm sure they'll keep their ears out for you.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed talking to you and Rob.
And next time some movie comes out that we don't know if we should see it or not, we just may give you a call.
Give me a call. I'm always here.
All right. Thanks, Reggie McDaniel.
And thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you want to get in on this, phone lines are open at 749-1444.
Check out What's Growing at the Crone Conservatory, located in Eden Park. Admission's free, but donations are accepted. For more information on the Crone Conservatory, call 421-5707. WAIF, Cincinnati. Playing a song.